Have you been known by any other names other than Stephen Fay?
No.
How old are you, Mr. Fay?
31.
And your date of birth?
10/21/71.
Where do you currently reside?
333 East Lansford Street.
What city?
Lancaster, California.
How long have you lived there?
Let me see. Almost 2 years now.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What's your wife's first name?
Laura.
Is this residence on Lansford Street? Is that a place you're buying, renting?
I own it. I'm buying it.
Okay, can you just give me a brief summary of your educational background, starting with where did you go to high school?
Quartz Hill High School. I have a GED.
When did you get that?
In 97.
What's your current occupation?
Truck driver.
And who is your employer?
B.C. Remmitt.
Is it R-E-M-M-I-T-T?
E.T. That's B.C.
Where does Remmitt Yard go out of?
Palmdale.
What's the address?
40810 40th Street West.
Do you wear glasses or contact lenses?
No.
We're here to ask you some questions today, Mr. Fay, about an accident that occurred just about 2 years ago. It looks like January the 25th, 2001, involving a refrigerator. Are you aware of the incident I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, at that time, Mr. Fay, who was your employer?
The Antelope Valley Domestic Violence Council.
And how long did you work for them, from the day you started to the day you quit?
8 or 9 months.
Who was your immediate supervisor there?
Susan Sellers.
And what was Mrs. Sellers' job title?
Manager.
And did she manage the Oasis thrift store?
Yes.
Did you have a job title?
Clerk.
Just give me a brief summary of what your job duties as a clerk entailed.
Cashier. I took care. We both handled community service workers and donations.
When you say we both, are you talking about you and Susan Sellers?
Yes.
Were you an employee of the Domestic Violence Council, or were you an employee of the Oasis thrift store?
I worked at the thrift store, but I was an employee of the Domestic Violence Council.
And you were a salaried employee?
Hourly, yeah.
Okay, and did you have any sort of written employment agreement with the Domestic Violence Council?
Yes, I filed W-2 forms, took their training classes.
How many training classes did you take?
We were required to take one course of domestic violence to become a domestic violence specialist.
Were these training classes given by the Domestic Violence Council?
Yes.
Do you recall the incident of January the 25th, 2001?
Yes.
And what time of day did this incident happen?
This is about 11 in the morning.
And did it happen at the Oasis thrift store?
Yes, it did.
Inside the store?
Yes, it did.
To your knowledge, were there any witnesses to this incident?
Myself and another person named Jesse. I can't remember his last name.
No one can seem to remember Jesse's last name. Was Jesse an employee of the store?
His mother was a volunteer. Actually, I believe his last name was Pike, because his mother was Mrs. Pike, was what we called her, so...
Mrs. Pike was a volunteer in the store?
Yes, she worked in our warehouse.
And she was Jesse's mother?
Yes.
Was Jesse employed by the store?
No. He used to come out and hang out with his mom, and he would help with the heavy items, moving them around.
Was Jesse an adult?
Yes.
Approximate age?
35.
Did he ever receive any money or other benefits from the thrift store for helping moving these items around?
No.
Just did it to be a nice guy?
He was. He didn't work. He spent most of his time with his mom, and he'd come down and help out with us.
Okay, to your knowledge, is Mrs. Pike still working at the warehouse?
As far as I know, all of them do. We called them the mamas, and there was four of them.
Four women that worked in the warehouse?
Yes. Four senior women that would go through all the clothing and separate them.
Is Mrs. Pike one of these women?
Right.
Okay, so you saw the incident. Jesse may have seen the incident.
I don't know if he actually saw it. He was the one moving the refrigerator, so he was behind it.
Okay, anyone else you know of that might have seen it?
I think there might have been one other person, but I can't remember who.
Okay, what time did you start to work that day?
8 o'clock.
And what do you recall that you did that morning, prior to this accident happening?
It was a Thursday. I remember that because that was when we did all of our pickups. We'd get there at 8 o'clock, and we'd start going through the paperwork. Some of our volunteers would come in, like Sherry Stevenson. She had a truck that she would loan or let us use to bring the stuff in. She would come in, we'd have coffee, and we'd go through all the slips of pickups we had to do that day.
Okay, then you make some sort of schedule, so you put them in order, or...
Yeah, we figured out where they were, if they were in Palmdale, Lancaster, Quartz Hill, and what was supposed to be picked up. And if they had a special time they wanted us to come through, we'd kind of organize it.
Okay, these papers that you went through, these would be documents that would be provided to you by the thrift store?
Yeah, they were small slips of paper that we kept off to the side. If somebody called for a donation pickup, we'd take their address, phone number, and what they were donating.
Okay, would the thrift store take donations of large appliances like refrigerators or washers and dryers and things of that nature?
Yes.
Would you normally, on these Thursdays when you went out to do pickups, would you normally go alone or would you take somebody with you to help you carry these things around?
Sherry would sometimes go. She actually quit going because her back. She was having trouble with her back.
Okay.
And normally we'd get another volunteer or somebody to go with us to help pick them up.